In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. In Denver and Colorado Springs, 3 to 5 inches of snow came down yesterday and overnight. The spring storm brought a little more snow to the high country. Breckenridge reports 9 new inches of snow. And for Aspen's closing weekend, the resort recorded 5 new inches. With vaccination numbers going up steadily, the state's restrictions roll back today, so local leaders will now guide the response to the pandemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
With the state's COVID dial expiring, counties in the green level with the lowest coronavirus incidence will likely drop it altogether. Most Front Range and rural resort counties will maintain their own restrictions on gathering inside and their own mask mandates for at least another month. So that leaves a lot of responsibility in the hands of residents themselves to take precautions recommended by public health experts. Vaccinations keep growing, but cases of COVID-19 have stayed persistently high in Colorado. Hospitalizations are near 500. That's much lower than the fall surge, but higher than a few weeks ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Changes are underway at the Denver Police Department after the Independent Monitor issued a report that was critical of the department's response to the protests against racism and police brutality last summer. Denverite's David Sachs explains.
Police Chief Paul Pazin has previously conceded that officers sometimes mishandled the unrest of 2020 and agreed to the 16 recommendations in the report that came out in December. That included not using rubber ball grenades for crowd control and ensuring body cameras recorded every officer's actions. This week, Pazin updated Denver's Citizen Oversight Board and the public on the progress. He says the department elevated the role of its coordinator in charge of weapons that are meant to repel, not kill people. The department has also created a website that lists all of the Office of the Independent Monitor's recommended changes and how the department is enacting those changes. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Across Metro Denver, more snow showers this morning. Vail will likely see snow this afternoon. Metro highs in the mid-30s, mountain highs in the lower 40s. Right now in Boulder, 28 degrees. This is CPR News.